Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, I got a offer in the mail. This is like
okay.
my fourth or fifth one, and I want to call about this. Bank of Cardiff, I got a reservation code. And
okay, could you please give me this reservation code?
2311-0051-0059-2298.
Okay, just 1 second. Metcom Communications?
That is me. Yes.
Okay, and your name, please?
Okay, my name is Dean Samuels.
Okay, so you are the owner of the business?
Yes, I am. And the question I have, because I don't want to waste your time or mine, what, see, you guys got a rating as accredited business for BBB. What are your requirements and for these loans? You got circle up to 5 years.
Okay.
Three.
We have so many programs that I need some information about your business before to be verified or taken before I can tell you exactly where you're going to be qualified.
Okay, I need to know.
Okay, so you started this business in 2012, is it right?
What do you mean if I started? Well, see, you're not making sense to me. You said I started this in 2012. Your own letter says that you're as it reflected in UCC filing about it in 2011. Well, why would you ask
that's why. Okay.
Like
that? That's why.
Hold on. Time out. I'm asking you. Your letter says you talks about my borrowing history from 2011. Yet you're asking me.
Sometimes people register their companies under different name or change it from sole proprietorship to corporation.
Well, what does 2012 have to do with anything?
Oh, if you change it, it's like a new business from the minute
to
corporation. All I need is to know what year you became the owner of this business. That's all.
Okay, but why did you ask to 2012?
Because my files are not always right. That's why we verify everything before we talk to you.
I've been in business over 10 years. Over 10 years, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And I don't have the location of your business. If you can please give me, I have only billing address.
You know what? I'm giving you a bunch of personal stuff about my business. You're not giving me anything. Because I don't know you. I don't know you like that. And
okay, you said you read about us. You looked up.
No. You sent me a letter. You should know the address of my business. P.O. Box 416.
Yeah, but this is billing. This is billing address, right?
Right. Yeah, but you don't need my. I won't make that available until underwriting.
This is not the underwriting yet. Okay, but your business is in Tulsa.
I am not going to give you. I don't know you. And I'm not going to give you, I don't know who you are. I'm not going to give you my business address so you can, what you need to do, you just send me to the next level person. If you're a real company.
Okay, may I please explain before I send you?
Here's the thing. You've already made me leery by talking about this 2012 stuff. And so, obviously, you don't have information you need about my company.
I have information you needed if you would please let me explain to you.
Here's the thing. If your letter says something based on my borrowing history, then you should already have all that information.
No, we do not. The information we will need from you in order to approve you for a loan will be your 6 most recent bank statements, 1 year business tax return, And if your business accepts credit cards, we would need your form merchant statement.
I told you guys I do not accept credit cards. Please take me off the mailing. Now, every time I see this letter from you guys, I'm going to tear it up and throw it away because I don't need I work in the medical industry. They don't pay by credit cards. My customers are hospitals.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. You don't want to give me any information about your business yet. I just told you what we need in order to approve you.
Right.
But if you do not accept credit cards, you don't...
Right. So we can't do the business because I don't accept credit cards.
Okay, that's fine. Then we don't need it. From businesses who do not accept credit cards, we do not need merchant statements. Then only six most recent bank statements.
What I'm asking you to do is take my name off Medcom Communication off your mailing list. Because from this point on, if I see a correspondence from you guys, I will tear it up and throw it in the trash. Because I accept credit cards, and you don't accept customers who don't accept credit cards.
No, we do. You don't want to hear me. We do accept customers who do not accept credit cards. And in this case, for approval.
Send me an approval offer, not just a solicitation, because we do about 30,000 a month.
I will be happy to send you approval if you...
Here's what I'd rather do. I'd rather go to the private market and get my money so I won't be under a monthly debt obligation, okay? But I think
I'm very sorry that you are upset, but actually if you would let me explain...
I don't have time to waste on the phone because I can go to multiple sources to get money.
Absolutely. I understand it. We would appreciate your business, too. And all we need for that is your six most recent bank statements.
I don't trust you as a company because I never heard of you.
I can send you all the references. I can send you the reference.
Send me a federal reference. You're standing with the UCC as well as the OCC, Office of Currency and Control, in addition to the consumer, your rating with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
No problem. If you will give me your email address.
And where's your corporate office at?
In San Diego, California. Could you please give me...
How long have you been in business? How long have y'all been in business?
I believe 12 years.
You believe 12 years ago?
Yeah, I'm not the owner of the business, you understand, right? And I'm not in it. So,
are you in San Diego yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Can you please give me your email address so I can send you over?
No, I don't give that out.
So how can I send you all this information?
Well, because I'm going to call my friend in Congress, and I'm going to vet your company myself. I have ways to do that.
Oh, okay. No problem. You can vet our company yourself if you want.
I'm going to have it done on a federal level. Now, who's your owner? What's the name of your owner?
We have board of directors. I'm not sure who's the owner. There is no, one owner. We have a board of directors, probably.
Okay, so you have... And see, you don't have a return address. You just have commercial financial division. No return address. See, that's why
we have it. You can get all our contact information on our website.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get that. I'm going to vet you guys first.
Okay. No problem. Please do so.
I'd like to ask for you guys to temporarily to suspend any. Solicitation to my company until I'm through with that process, okay?
Okay,
and then,
absolutely.
Then if you are upstanding and all that stuff, I might consider doing business. But I got 100 options, and right now...
Yeah, I understand. I understand, and we will be happy to and we will be happy to assist you. And if your company will be qualified, we will be happy to give you a loan.
Well, I know not we qualify.
Okay, wonderful.
Regular bank. I got an 810 credit score, so I know I qualify. I make enough money, I know I qualify. My only issue is who do I borrow? Okay? So I'm not worried about that.
So if you're qualified, we have answer in 48 hours.
Listen, there's no such thing as if in my world. I do qualify. There's no if about it. I just qualified for a $3 million loan, but I turned it down at SBA because I may do private funding. So the if is not in my vocabulary. I do qualify.
Great.
And so, but I think I'm looking for more favorable terms because I turned that SBA down. I'm looking for, I'm probably going to go private equity so I can have long-term freedom to have a longer burn rate before I have to have a monthly debt obligation. So I probably won't be using anyway. So just take me off your list and save your stamp, okay? Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.